Netta and Paimon are just two of the thousands of refugees who come to Washington State every year. What does that journey look like? State employee Sarah Peterson helps resettle refugees here. She told me the first step in the process is meeting the legal definition of a refugee.
A refugee is a person who has been forced to flee their home country because of a well-founded fear of persecution or because of persecution. And the legal definition requires that persecution to be based on one of five accounts, which are race, religion, ethnicity, membership in a particular group, or a political opinion.
We just had Donald Trump here in Everett talking about refugees, among other things, and saying we're letting people into America without enough vetting. So what is the screening process like to get into Washington State as a refugee?
So the U.S. refugee admissions process is completely administered by the federal government. It begins with a referral from the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, and they refer a very small percentage of all refugees to the U.S. And they conduct a very extensive referral screening process that begins with a in-person interview from a Department of Homeland Security officer. And then it goes through a security clearance process where I am no expert on this process, but I understand that they go through many, many different databases to verify identity. For many, that process can be as quick as 18 to 24 months. For others, it can take years, if not decades, to get into the United States.
How much danger is there to the United States from refugees? And what can you do about that danger if it exists?
It is my understanding and in my experience working with refugees that many of these people are only looking to start their life over. Most of them never anticipated being able to come to the United States. And it takes years to get here. And the likelihood that you are able to come as a refugee is a little bit like winning the lottery. Less than 1% of all refugees worldwide ever even get selected for refugee resettlement. And the timeline it takes for people to come into the country is so extensive that it would be really difficult for someone who is intending to do harm to the U.S. to be able to come in.
How do we choose who wins that lottery?
It's a very complicated process, and it has to do a lot with our screening process, the exhaustive screening process that we do.
And but to even choose somebody to be eligible to win that lottery, it sounds so unlikely and so maybe arbitrary.
It is. It is very much arbitrary, and in the sense that I think you have to meet first of all, you have to meet the legal definition. You have to be referred by the UN. And then you have to kind of go through the waiting process. And I do think that it is very selective and very specific. We've had people who have been forced to come separately because somebody in their family may have had a similar name to somebody in their home country, that raised a red flag for security. And so they have to make a choice which part of the family gets to come.
Do you find refugees coming to Washington are affected one way or the other by this election year argument? And if so, how does it affect people?
That's a really good question. And I think that most refugees who have recently arrived within the last 2 to 3 years are probably so focused on resettling their own lives and finding a job, learning English, entering their kids in school, that they may not necessarily be aware of the rhetoric. I also think that Donald Trump's comments are not reflective in the welcoming community here in Washington State. The refugees that come to Washington State are partnered with American friends who volunteer with them. They're welcomed by religious communities, whether it's a church group or a mosque or a synagogue, where they help them along the way. So I think here in Washington State, we see that the refugees are embraced, and therefore, I think that the refugees are not necessarily hearing the same rhetoric that Donald Trump is speaking.
Sarah, you've said it is part of America's value system to help refugees. So what can somebody listening to this interview do toward that if that's their goal?
Since I started working with refugees nearly 15 years ago, I have been really moved by the power and the resilience that refugees bring. I highly recommend anyone interested in getting involved in refugee resettlement to volunteer with a refugee resettlement agency or to volunteer with one of the many service providers that are there to help refugees.
What would they be volunteering to do?
It could be a variety of things. They could do something such as meet them at the airport for the first time when they're first landing in the U.S., which is so powerful and so moving. It could be that they're collecting in-kind goods. We've had church groups that put together baskets with laundry detergent and soap and different things that the refugees will need to create their life. It could be working with them one-on-one to teach them how to open a bank account or to practice their English so that they can have a job interview.
Some people are asking the Obama administration to increase the number of refugees that it accepts. Based on what you know, should there be an upper limit on accepting refugees?
I think that the United States has capacity to bring in large groups of refugees. And I think that the president is expected to set the cap for federal fiscal year 17, which begins in September, at 100,000 refugees. This is not close to the number of refugees that the U.S. brought in before 9/11. So I think that there is still room. My one caveat to that is I think that measured growth is needed in terms of making sure that the refugees are provided the proper services and supports once they arrive in the U.S.
Sarah Peterson is the refugee coordinator for Washington State's Department of Social and Health Services. Our series is called Upon Arrival, and it continues next week when we meet a young man from Somalia. Remember, you can find photos and more stories online at KUOW.org. Just look on the homepage up top where it says Upon Arrival.